Yeah. It's the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, before a three-day weekend. This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. So we've covered a couple SEC superlatives. Newcomer of the SEC. We've covered coaches in their bachelorette categories. And one I gave you before and wanted you to think about was, which team would blow up the SEC with one upset? Have you been thinking about this, guys?
I hope we don't have the same one on this one. Really, really curious.
You go first.
Okay. I went with Florida.
No, we don't have the same
good.
One.
Okay, good. All right. I went with Florida, and I went with that. They have a game.
But they were my backup.
They have a game against Texas in Gainesville on October 4th, I believe. Yeah. And let me just tell you right now, they obviously are a ranked team. And I think Florida, correct me if I'm wrong, you're a Florida guy. Florida to me is the prototypical boom or bust when you look at the SEC this year. Like, Florida's either going to hit and everybody's going to stay healthy and their offensive line's going to be good and they're going to have a lot of playmakers and they're going to do some good things. You could also see, you know, Lagway get hampered at some point with a hamstring or something, and then all of a sudden they don't develop as much at certain positions, and, you know, something happens like just like last year where it starts going downhill, and then all of a sudden you could see them like winning six games. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just they have the ultimate boomer bust roster in terms of what's out there. It's obviously a very tough place to play. All right, and that game on October 4th is relatively early in the season when you look at the SEC slate, so you could see a team like Texas. An Arch Manning and a first-year starter at quarterback going to Gainesville and having a tough time. We've seen DJ Lagway in certain instances play against great teams and play well. You know, Georgia was one of those teams last year. So he could step up to the plate. If Florida were to beat Texas in Gainesville on October 4th, you want to talk about flipping the tables on what could happen in the SEC this year. All of a sudden, Florida probably vaults into the top 10 at that point.
Well,
and Texas takes a tumble
maybe
based on that.
Florida's got to see that, and that's the thing about Florida with the schedule is they got to play at LSU on September 13th,
yeah,
which is another favorite in the SEC. They also have to play Georgia, as you mentioned, I think, and they have to play Ole Miss, another team that's kind of at Ole Miss in the Grove.
Yeah, but the Georgia and Ole Misses aren't until after.
No, I understand, okay. But what my point is that. To me, the way I looked at this is that they've got multiple teams on the schedule that could be in contention for the SEC title game.
Yeah.
And they could be the team that knocks them out.
Sure.
And I mean, and they could even Tennessee. They could even not Tennessee could be another one. No, I went with Oklahoma. Because you look at Oklahoma's schedule, and the reason I went with Oklahoma is they have Texas on October 11th, and it's the same situation. That's a neutral field, it's the Cotton Bowl. Right?
Yep.
But that's a game where they can do that. They also have Alabama at Alabama mid-November, November 15th. And that's a game where Alabama wants revenge on them. But, you know, what's played out with the quarterback situation at Alabama? Is Ty Simpson still the starter? Or has Alabama used, once Jam Miller got healthy, used him and kind of an old school pedigree that they were going backwards and gotten themselves there by playing defense, running the football. And now here comes Oklahoma. Like, well, we're going to stop your run game. Can you beat us? And then they knock Alabama out of contention. You know,
100%.
Like, there's so many little things. South Carolina is a team that could pop up and literally do it to Oklahoma because they play them the week after. They go to Columbia, South Carolina the week after they play Texas. Could that be a letdown game? So South Carolina could actually be the same team, right? That's the beauty of the SEC to me, and that's where they are above other conferences. That's why they tell you that non-conference – that's why the whole thing was a big deal about non-conference games, because there's no other conference that you can really say what we're saying these things about.
Yeah, I agree with that. I would have bet money that you were going to go with Auburn, to be honest. And outside of a couple of games, they've got – probably four ranked opponents within the SEC, but the Georgia and Alabama games are in Auburn, and that is a place that both of those teams know very well, can be very tough, no matter how good you are, can be very tough to play at, you know, in terms of those rivalries. So Auburn's is one of those teams I'm having a hard time buying in. I don't know what Jackson Arnold is. I know that he ran it right down Bama's throat last year when he was at Oklahoma, but I don't know how well he fits in with what Hugh Freeze is trying to do, but they seem to believe in him to the point that they said they're probably going to play three quarterbacks tonight against Baylor. So we'll see what happens there.
Well, if Jackson Arnold's going to be successful, they're going to have to go back to a Gus Malzahn type offense, I think.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. So we'll see what happens. But interesting stuff nonetheless.
Let's go from upset and would blow up the SEC to what is the game of the year?
I think we just named 10 of them. you know, I think Texas at Georgia right now is the one that stands out the most right off the top.
Yep.
You know, just because of the team that has taken in the last 5-6 years has taken the mantle from Alabama as the head honcho of the SEC, the creme de la creme, right? Whatever you want to say, has been Georgia. And you've got the newcomer who played in the SEC championship game, lost to Georgia twice last year, once at home, and then they went to here in Atlanta. They're coming in with the babe, the boy, you know, the savior of college football, as he's been by many, you know, Arch Manning. And is he the thing that gets Texas over the Georgia hump, right?
Yeah.
The buildup will be
insane.
Yeah, and that's the only issue is how late that game is in the season for me.
Yeah. I think that when you look ahead, that's definitely – I have that too. I had that written down. I'll give you a bonus pick, though, that I think is going to mean more. It always means a ton, but it's probably going to mean even more this year based on the preseason scenarios. I'm really curious to see Oklahoma against Texas this year. I'm really curious to see the Red River rivalry, and see how that plays out. Because I do think Oklahoma is a much better team. I just mentioned, you know, we were talking about John Mateer earlier in the newcomer of the year conversation. With everything, and you mentioned it, all the pressure that you feel like is on Texas. You had them at a 10 yesterday with yours. I did not agree, but let's go back to that conversation. That is a game that right there, decently early in the season, could really be a barn burner. And it usually is, hasn't been the last couple of years, but that is a game that no matter who, just like we're talking about Auburn and Georgia or Auburn and Alabama, that's a rivalry game that can flip everything on its head.
I've got two more, and it's a little bit of a homerish take, but Florida – at LSU, if LSU beats Clemson and Florida goes in there, obviously getting past Southern Florida, it goes into what now would be the real Death Valley because LSU would win the Death Valley rights. that would be one. But think about this one. Texas on October 4th rolling into the swamp. Imagine if Florida makes it past LSU in Miami and Texas is unscathed and they come to the swamp and they play. Talk about – welcome to the SEC. That's one of the toughest places to play in the country. And that is an SEC, and that is, you know, that could be an SEC environment that maybe Texas hasn't quite seen yet.
That's exactly why I included them with my team that could blow up the SEC with one upset. Because, like I said, Arch Manning going on October 4th and playing in that environment down in the swamp, that's not going to be an easy task, to say the least. And as a reminder, today's Mic'd Up Fair Foul Friday is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. We've talked about all the food that I'm going to cook this weekend. You know what? Might just do a whole Buffalo's Cafe trip and get that thing delivered right there to the front door. Make it work.
It's like your meal before the meal.
Yeah.
You gotta satisfy the hunger
so
while
good.
You're cooking.
So good.
All right, fair or foul? The Cowboys got an adequate return for Micah Parsons.
I'm going to say foul. I don't necessarily blame them for the trade. If you didn't want to pay him $47, $48 million, whatever it is. But I will say that it seemed like this was over before it started. They probably could have leveraged it a little bit longer and maybe got like an added second somewhere in there. But I don't blame them for doing it. I'm not sure they got adequate compensation.
I love Kenny Clark.
Yep.
Love Kenny Clark. But I think it's foul as well. I would have said I don't need a player entering his 10th year, about to be 30 years old. I would have said, give me 3 first-round draft picks and let's just walk away. Because you know why? The problem with those first-round draft picks are, go back and look at where Green Bay's been picking the last 5-6 years. 21st, 23rd, 28th, 26th, 25th. I'm throwing out some of those numbers. I don't know they're all accurate, but I can guarantee you they're all in the 20s. So there's nothing that – and you give them the best player in the league defensively with Jordan Love maybe coming in, and Matt LaFleur's offensive mind as the head coach. It's going to be another 20, so I would have wanted 3 first-round picks at least.
Fair or foul? Bo, you start this one. Elijah Wilkinson will start week one in place of Caleb McGarry against the Buccaneers.
It's fair, unless there's an injury. It's fair. He knows the offense. They're comfortable with him that he can play that position. He's played, started like, what, 20 games at right tackle in his career, albeit a few years ago in Denver. I think it's very fair. It would be a shocker if any of the guys we saw were able to, that Mike and I watched and that they signed, were able to knock him out of that spot. And the only one on the roster right now is Michael Jarrell. The others are on the practice, so it's way fair.
I'm going to go even further. Are you ready for this proclamation?
Go ahead.
I feel better about him going into this week one, knowing what I know, than I did with Caleb McGarry going against T.J. Watt last year.
Now you're just being... Now you're just trying. You're just clickbaiting. That's the Dylan's going to write
feel
that up.
Better,
Dylan's going to write that up.
I feel better with him playing, knowing what I know in hindsight. This year, I feel better about week one
also,
than I did with Caleb McGarry against T.J. Watt. Knowing
you expect that on the website later.
Yeah, knowing that Zach Robinson, didn't obviously prepare the game plan to adequately block T.J. Watt. I think he's got better feet than Caleb McGarry.
Also, now we're going to get a tweet from a certain person. T.J. should have got a right tackle, real right tackle.
Yeah. There you go.
Don't even tweet me, Mr. Yo. Just
Elijah Wilkinson
stay away.
For four games will be fine. I am just fine with it. And you heard Raheem say it yesterday in the presser. He's like, we feel good about the roster.
All right, fair or foul. Ohio State will end Texas's reign as the number one team in the nation in the very first week.
I'm going fair. I think they beat Texas in week one. I think the home field advantage plays into that. It's just going to be I feel like Texas is going to feel like it's a sleepy game. Noontime. That's because of the noon.
I'm going to say foul. Texas is a team that's used to playing noon games, especially big ones. They play Oklahoma seemingly every year at noon. It's foul. I think Arch Manning is going to have just enough more offense to top Ohio State. Ohio State's extremely fast in their linebackers, and they have Caleb Downs, who's probably a top five defensive player in college football. However, they have questions to me. Guy's first start being against Texas, I have questions. I have questions for Ohio State and Julian Sain.
Yeah, it's not a bad point.
Fair or foul? Is it fair or foul to tailgate with a TV and never actually walk inside the stadium?
No, it's not foul. I think it should be. However, some of these setups with the TVs and the food, I mean, if it's Georgia versus Eastern Kentucky, I mean, come on, let's be real. What's the point of going in? Just stay out there and party.
I was concerned because you threw me for a curve when you go, no, it's not foul. And I was like, oh, wait,
double negative.
Which one is it? Is it fair or foul?
It's not foul, but depending on the game, it could be.
I'm in complete agreement with you. One time I was tailgating outside of Bryant Denny in Tuscaloosa for an LSU game. I was just tailgating. I was like, I'm not going to go in. Tickets are crazy. And my wife just simply said to me, I wish we were going in. And within 60 seconds, I was on StubHub and bought tickets for an astronomical amount and went inside. So he's right. Under the right circumstances, it's fine.
Okay, well, coming up, thank you both for participating in Fair or Foul. Coming
You're welcome.
Up, we've got the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. I do have another SEC superlative we want to get to. Which team is most likely to storm the field first? We want you to weigh in on this as well within the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. In which game is appointment television for you this weekend? 404-726-0929 or at Twitter, on Twitter, at 929 Morning Shift. This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio 929 The Game and the
Odyssey app.